Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking a little bit more about a metric that is often overemphasized for Tesla at this stage in the company's growth, and that is electric vehicle market share. This has been brought into the forefront by a Ford release and a Morgan Stanley note today. I've gotten a few questions there, so I want to share my thoughts. We also have an updated note from UBS, some news on the full self-driving beta, and I'll probably be recording while SpaceX tries again for their SN10 test flight, which earlier today was aborted, but at the start of this recording at least, they do plan to try again, so maybe at the end we'll have an answer to that. First up, quick look at the stock. Tesla today finished down 4.8% to $653.20. That compared to the NASDAQ with a tough day down 2.7%, but the Dow was only down 0.4%, so tougher day in general for higher tech stocks. All right, so let's get into market share here. Of course, we talked a little bit about this yesterday in relation to European market share, but the conversation today has shifted over to US EV market share with Ford's release today that for the first full month of sales on the Ford Mach-E, they sold 3,700 vehicles. They also added that nearly 70% of Mach-E orders are from competitive brands, while just over one-fifth were sold in California. They're including that to highlight the fact that the Mach-E is not just cannibalizing Ford sales, but rather acquiring sales from other brands. So this release from Ford then coincided with an updated note from Morgan Stanley with the title of, quote, Feb US sales, Mustang Mach-E steals major Tesla EV share, end quote. They estimate that sales on fully electric vehicles grew by 34% year over year in February, compared to the total market for automotive down 5% year over year, and they are estimating, emphasis on estimating, that Tesla's share of the electric vehicle market declined, quote, significantly to 69% versus 81% in the year prior. The Ford Mustang Mach-E accounted for nearly 100% of the share loss, end quote. So this has then spawned a whole series of articles. Ford's product communications manager for North America tweeted out a screenshot of the Morgan Stanley note saying proud, and I've gotten a bunch of questions, as I said on this, as people look at that market share and then they start to question, naturally, Tesla's lead. So I have quite a few thoughts to share here, but let's start off by just looking at the numbers. So as I said, this is from a Morgan Stanley estimate. This is not necessarily guaranteed to be the actual numbers. They are assuming that Tesla sold about 21,550 vehicles in the US in February, compared to 9,527 from the combination of, let me take a deep breath here, Jaguar, BMW, Porsche, Audi, Chevrolet, Hyundai, Kia, VW, Nissan, Volvo, Mini Cooper, Mercedes, Honda, Ford, and Fiat. So you've got 15 brands there, and you have Tesla outselling all of them in combination by more than 2x. That's just the simple math of having a high market share. If you're outselling everyone else, you have a greater than 50% share. You have to outsell them 2-1 to get 67%, 3-1 to get 75%, and those multiples just need to keep going up quicker and quicker as you add new percentage points from there. Essentially, when you're talking about these really high 80% market shares, you've got the super high numerator, Tesla sales, really low denominator, everybody else's sales. So when that denominator grows even just a little bit, adding a few thousand vehicles, that really short-term percentage increase is massive in a way that the numerator could never be expected to match. I mean, just adding a few thousand vehicles, that can take the ratio from 4-1 to 2-1, just like that. The critical thing to understand is that does not mean that Tesla is losing sales. This is what people don't seem to understand when we're talking about electric vehicle market share. CNET's Roadshow today published an article about this Morgan Stanley note saying, quote, it's a small win for Team Ford with the new Mustang Mach-E electric SUV. According to the latest research from Morgan Stanley, the firm said in its latest Autos and Shared Mobility Research report for February, seen by Roadshow, that Ford's electric SUV did a damn good job at siphoning sales away from Tesla. Specifically, Tesla saw its share of the electric vehicle market decline from 81% in February 2020 to 69% in February 2021. Before I go any further, let me underscore that owning 69% of the market is still tremendous for Tesla. What's most striking about the drop is Morgan Stanley's finding that the Mustang Mach-E, quote, accounted for nearly 100% of the loss. In other words, no other brand or EV did a better job than Ford's electric SUV at turning EV buyers away from Tesla to an alternative car, end quote. The electric vehicle market is just not even close to being developed enough to be able to make claims like that. The implicit, and I believe incorrect, assumption is that the Ford Mach-E sales came at the expense of Tesla sales. But if all these electric vehicles were competing for the same fixed set of electric vehicle buyers, we wouldn't see the market be up 35% year over year. This is just another microcosm of the larger problem of people trying to make assumptions from data sets that are too small, whether that's individual months, individual regions, or way too often, both of those things at the same time. For example, when we look at this case, even if there were a fixed set of electric vehicle buyers and Tesla was trading sales with the Ford Mach-E, we should consider the fact that the Ford Mach-E has a $7,500 US federal tax credit that Tesla does not. We should also consider that Tesla hasn't been producing the Model S and the Model X, which right there, after the refresh, is probably a similar number of units per month as what the Ford Mach-E did in February. So I really think electric vehicle market share needs to be de-emphasized. We need to look at total automotive market share, and we need to look at how much capacity is being added for electric vehicles by these brands each year. Just let me give you one final example here, then we'll move on, I promise. But I think this will help set the stage because inevitably we are going to continue to see articles like this in the future. Why do I say inevitably? Because just mathematically, it's almost impossible for Tesla to continue to have that 80% market share. So in this graphic, I've got two scenarios. The first one has Tesla keeping an 80% market share, so starting here in 2021, just using Morgan Stanley's estimate of 20,000 a month in the US, everyone else would have to be at 5,000 a month for Tesla to have 80% share. Then if we move down the table by time, I just have Tesla increasing that by 50% each year, then showing what everyone else combined would have to sell each month for Tesla to maintain that 80% share at that 50% growth rate. What this illustrates is that for Tesla to maintain that by 2030, they would need to add capacity for 750,000 more vehicles per month than they're doing today, while everyone else, every other company combined, only added capacity for about 180,000 total EVs per month. It's just not super realistic to expect Tesla to add 4 times more capacity than every other company combined over the next decade. If they don't do that, then just mathematically, their market share will decline. So that's kind of the second example there. Same math for Tesla, but then I just have everyone else adding the same amount of capacity each year that Tesla adds, and a scenario like that still gets Tesla to where they're targeting, but their market share over time drops to 50%. Doesn't mean Tesla did any worse or lost any sales, it's just the math of having that high market share. So neither of these are forecasts, it's just an example to illustrate that point. So those are my thoughts on EV market share. We will continue to talk about it. It's going to come up from time to time. Try to catch me if I try to use it in the other direction. I don't think it's completely meaningless, but these sort of takeaways just take it way too far. All right, moving on. We've got an increased price target today from UBS on Tesla stock. Analyst Patrick Hummel has increased his price target from $325 before, now to $730 per share, maintaining a neutral rating. Of Tesla's $600+ billion valuation, Hummel thinks that about $200 billion of that can be justified from Tesla becoming one of the largest and most profitable manufacturers, leaving the remaining $400+ billion for everything else. Quote, we think the lion's share of this value can be generated by software, mainly autonomous driving. With that, Tesla has the potential to become one of the most valuable software companies, end quote. Speaking of autonomy, we got a couple of tweets from Elon late last night on the FSD beta, first saying, quote, FSD beta build version 8.1 normally drives me around with no interventions. Next version is a big step change beyond that. Tesla is solving a major part of real-world AI. This is not widely known, end quote. So as for that next version, Elon replied to somebody asking for a broader release of the beta, saying, quote, yes, beta will be offered much more widely when version 9 is done, hopefully next month, end quote. So it's been a while since we've seen an update to the FSD beta. We were seeing those every couple of days at first, then sort of a week. It's been a while now, but this kind of explains that, and it's super exciting to hear that there is a step change to something that's already been extremely impressive. I also think it's important to emphasize a portion of Elon's statement there saying, quote, Tesla is solving a major part of real-world AI, end quote. This comes after him saying that, yes, they probably would use Dojo for other things. I think Tesla as an AI company is probably one of the most underrepresented angles on Tesla on Wall Street right now. As for Tesla's current version of the FSD beta, the Holmars account did an interesting test with Tesla's FSD versus Waymo, comparing the two on the same short trip to a grocery store. So Waymo's time on this trip was 8 minutes, and the FSD time was 5 minutes, 12 seconds. Interestingly, Waymo's time was a bit slower because it opted for more right-hand turns, which could be generally viewed as being more conservative, where Tesla took a left-hand turn and saved some time there. Now, certainly this is not the be-all, end-all comparison of Waymo versus Tesla's FSD system, just kind of an interesting test. I think this was done at like 2 in the morning, so very little, if any, traffic, but still pretty cool to see that head-to-head comparison, and neither car had a disengagement. All right, last few notes for today. Again, Ron Barron is scheduled to be on CNBC tomorrow, Thursday, March 4th at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. UTC. Probably some conversation there about Tesla, and I would also expect for SpaceX, which, speaking of SpaceX, now that we have come to the end of the episode, I now know the results of the SN10 test flight. Massive congratulations there to SpaceX for, on that second attempt, a successful launch, belly flop maneuver, landing, a really incredible and very successful test flight. Unfortunately, after sticking that landing a few minutes later, it did explode. Nonetheless, huge progress there for SpaceX. Wrapping up here then, just a quick note on tomorrow's episode. This will be a special episode. It is going to be an interview. It will be centered a little bit more around SpaceX, but hopefully we all find this interesting as well, especially as we've been talking and learning a little bit more about SpaceX, which listeners in general seem to have been supportive of. Anyway, as always, thanks for listening. Keep an eye out for that tomorrow. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for that Thursday, March 4th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.